Yo, 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 yo! What's going on? It's an emergency edition of the Dubcast coming to you on this Friday night, late January, because breaking news in the baseball world concerning my favorite team, the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm in a good mood. They did something very, very big tonight. They did something pretty big earlier today. Made it official. Adam Wainwright coming back again for his 16th season, I believe. I don't have the official look at it off the top of my head. But yeah, but then they did something much bigger tonight. We've been hearing about it for the last few days. Rumblings that it was heating up. But yes, it seems like they have finally made it official. Nolan Arenado, one of the best third basemen in all of baseball. You could argue the best. You could also argue one of the best players, period, in baseball, is apparently going to be a St. Louis Cardinal. Now, this has been discussed. The rumors heated up this week. And it looks to be pretty much a done deal. The specifics are still being worked out because it's kind of a complicated move. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But man, I am very, very excited. This news makes me a very, very happy person. And it was broken by Ken Rosenthal just a few hours ago. The Cardinals finally agreed to the deal, pending approval from Major League Baseball and the Players Union, of course. The Rockies are apparently going to be sending $50 million to the Cardinals, basically buying three or four prospects from the Cardinals and paying them $50 million to take Nolan Arenado's contract off of their hands, which it's a pretty hefty contract that they're going to be taking off of the Cardinals' hands, but it gets offset a little bit by the Cardinals getting $50 million to take on that contract of Nolan Arenado, and he's going to be deferring money in the deal as well. Now, we don't know the official players that are going to be going to the Rockies from the Cardinals. There was a list of names that we've gotten so far that could be involved in the deal. The list given by Ken Rosenthal includes Austin Gomber, Lucan Baker, a first base prospect, lots of power. John Torres could also include Jake Woodford and Angel Rendon. But that hasn't, of course, been confirmed yet. Those are the names that have been in the rumor mill, according to Ken Rosenthal, which, hey, none of those guys, no offense to any of them, are top-tier prospects in the Cardinals organization. Austin Gomber, of course, the guy with the most experience. I've liked Lucan Baker since they drafted him just a couple of years ago out of TCU, I believe, first baseman with a lot of power, only been as far as high A, though, as far as I know. But, hey, you get those, give up those guys to get one of the best players in baseball and get $50 million thrown in on the deal and him to defer money as well. That sounds like an absolute win to this point for the Cardinals. They're also going to get him to waive his no-trade clause, of course, to come to the Cardinals and come to St. Louis. But that comes with a bit of a caveat, though, as well, as I mentioned just a little bit ago when we first started this rundown. Arenado will have 8 years to go on his deal at about $214 million left. He's going to be getting an extra year for waiving his no-trade clause at about $15 million. And he keeps his opt-out that he had after this coming season, 2021, and also for waiving that no trade clause, he gets a second opt out after 2022. So he gets an opt to keep his opt out after this year and next year in 2022, gets an extra year out of that deal at about $15 million as part of waiving that no trade clause, those conditions for waiving that no trade clause to St. Louis. So quite the complicated deal here. One of the more complicated trades you will see maybe ever. And it could be a while before we get the official word on that, the confirmation. It probably won't be this weekend. It's a pretty complicated deal. There's $50 million moving is a complication. Arenado waiving that no trade clause, the deferrals has to still be approved by MLB and the Players Association because of the deferral of money. But according to some of the prominent big name reporters in baseball, that should not be that big of an issue on this deal getting done for the Cardinals. And it took here until less than a month away from spring training for the Cardinals to finally make a move, and they've done so, making some major additions here in the last 24 hours or so. We got the news yesterday, and it was finally confirmed today. Adam Wainwright coming back to the Cardinals on a one-year deal. Looks like about $8 million, according to John Heyman. It looks like Yadier Molina, it's been rumored that he is probably going to come back and sign after the Caribbean series he's playing down there with Puerto Rico right now. That should be done here maybe within the next week or so, I believe. But it looks like Yadier Molina is going to come back as well. But it's a big deal for the Arenado, if he is going to be coming to the Cardinals, to waive that no, to actually defer some of that salary that he has left on that eight-year deal. It gives the Cardinals wiggle room to sign players and some extra cash to keep their own and to upgrade their team and stay in contention. That's been a big thing with Nolan Arenado. One of the reasons he had kind of turned stale on the Rockies is he didn't think they had done enough to build around him and to build up a contender there in Colorado. That's why he had here in the last year or so decided that he maybe wanted to explore some other options and told the front office that, hey, you guys aren't doing enough. Maybe get me out of here. Find me somewhere else. Find me someone who's going to spend the money and put in the effort to contend. I want to win championships and compete, or win championships and compete. That's apparently very important to Arenado, and I mean important to anybody, especially if you're a competitor. But that is significant. Gives the Cardinals also maybe the best infield defensively in the National League, especially maybe even in all of baseball if they can bring back Colton Wong as well, which him deferring some of that money leaves the door open for the Cardinals to bring back Colton Wong. Of course, earlier in the season, they declined his $12 million option that he had for this coming season, which I guess credit to the front office. Maybe they were playing the long game, being patient. You know, it's been a slow-moving market due to the pandemic and all the financial losses. So Colton Wong is still out there, so they still have that opportunity to bring him back. And they slot him back in at second base with Arenado at third. He already got Paul Goldschmidt, a Gold Glove winner, at first base. Colton Wong, of course, just come off another Gold Glove. Paul DeJong, a finalist for the Gold Glove at shortstop the last couple of years as well. So you've got the potential to have Gold Glovers at every position on the infield, including catcher. Of course, if Yadier Molina comes back like he's rumored to do so, you got an entire infield of Gold Glovers. And as they also, of course, can't be understated, that power upgrade you get from Arenado, sliding him in the three hole or cleanup, wherever you want to put him and Goldschmidt there in the middle of your lineup. significant power-up boost, which the Cardinals were sorely, desperately needing, especially the last year, the shortened season, which they were one of the worst home run hitting teams in all of baseball. But yeah, Nolan Arenado looks like going to become a Cardinal. I've been waiting for this for a very long time, for at least almost the last 3 years. And especially after last year when the Cardinals and Rockies engaged about this time last year very heavily and got close to pulling the trigger, apparently. It was just all about finding that right price and seeing how much of that salary of Arenado's that a team would be willing to eat. And kind of that back and forth between the Rockies and the Cardinals to find out, to determine who would be paying who to take Arenado off his hands. And apparently the Cardinals were able to get the Rockies to give them $50 million to take him off his hands. I mean, you got to be disappointed, though, if you look at this if from a Colorado fan perspective. I mean, you sign him back in 2019 to that ginormous extension that still has 8 years left and apparently is going to be adding another year, so make it 9 years now. But you got to be disappointed if you're a Colorado Rockies fan of the never-ending cycle of, well, mediocrity. I mean, they haven't been able to build any kind of consistent winner, and now I guess their focus turns to clearing that cap space to extend their best player now, Trevor Story. And we'll see if that happens. We'll see if he wants to sign an extension there after seeing that, you know, I mean, they aren't willing to spend too much to stay in contention. Why would I want to sign a long-term deal here and waste the prime years of my career not winning any games or any champion or contending for any championships? But the overall, the Cardinals apparently going to be getting Nolan Arenado for three or four of their mid-level prospects and $50 million. It seems like Nolan Arenado will waive his no-trade clause to come to St. Louis. Keep those two opt-out years, though, after this year, 2021, 2022, which does scare me a little bit, but I'm not so sure he would opt out of all of that money, almost $300 million, which I don't know if he would be able to get that on the open market. They're getting the Cardinals are getting $50 million from the Rockies, so essentially they're going to be paying $150 million for Nolan Arenado, which is what the Blue Jays just spent to sign George Springer here this past week. So actually getting Nolan Arenado at a pretty hefty discount to get his prime years. But I'd say this makes the Cardinals the favorite in the NL Central, in a division that really hasn't seen any of the teams do anything until recently here, the last 48 hours, the Cardinals, because everyone else in the division, the Brewers, the Cubs, the Reds, the Pirates, all they've done is shed salary and sign players to minor league deals or bare minimum major league deals. I think going into today, the most a team had spent on a player in the Central was the Cubs picking up Austin Romine on a major league deal for barely over $1 million. So it's been a very slow offseason as a whole in baseball. It started to finally heat up here in the last couple of weeks or so. We're finally getting some of the bigger name free agents to sign. We've had a couple of major blockbuster trades here in the last month or so. You know, of course, Francisco Lindor, Blake Snell, now Nolan Arenado apparently coming to the Cardinals. I'm probably forgetting another one, but the hot stove finally officially heating up here with about a month to go until spring training, the presumed start of spring training. But man, I am just so excited right now. It's hard to contain it, I swear. Nolan Arenado coming to the St. Louis Cardinals. I can't wait till we get to spring. Can't wait for baseball to come back. Hopefully we have some fans in the stands, the opportunity to see the Cardinals in person. gosh, I can't wait for those Nolan Arenado jerseys to get the MLB shop online. Going to be first in line to cop one of those. But yeah, thanks for listening. If you did listen this far to the Dubcast, this emergency edition of the Dubcast on this Friday night, thank you for listening, and go Cardinals. Talk to you again soon.